And welcome to the Slick and Juicy Sports Show, episode 45, coming to you live from the Epicenter of Sports, Chattanooga, Tennessee, where we are sweating out our brothers and sisters. But I'll never give up on you.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Never would I thought that we'd be in a playoff game, though. Good for them.
We. This is our team.
This is our team. Went to the inaugural game.
Yeah, we're founding members.
Daddy Dye even bought a toboggan and scarf.
You think he's wearing it right now, sweating out?
Probably
the game?
Not. I think he's dead. He hasn't answered the phone in 3 days. So.
Rest in peace. This is what he would want.
For us to be watching the Nashville SC game?
No, for Nashville SC to win in the playoffs, knock off the 2 seed.
That's what he'd want, yeah.
Maybe it's the angel of Daddy Dye blocking the goal. But also his clumsy angel that can't fucking get in the goal either. We've had 13 shots. We should be up like 3-0. Pathetic.
It's quite a few shots.
Pathetic. We do have the cleanest jerseys in the game, though. I like the navy and the yellow. They're like a bunch of highlighters out there.
Yeah, I don't like the like all yellow, but I do like the navy ones.
Like, it's almost like they tried to rip off the Preds uniforms, but then they just went a lot more yellow.
A lot more yellow.
Huh. That's fine. Speaking of a lot more yellow, we had some football this past weekend, and we're going to quickly go over it.
That's not a good transition.
Let's see. What do we have? What was last
week? You could have been like, speaking of a lot more yellow, the Steelers are 10-0 or something like that.
But they're black.
They're black and yellow.
No. Sorry, I pulled up the wrong screen. What the fuck? Quickly through the games. Let me know if you have any comments. Did we go over Seahawks Cardinals?
Yeah.
I forget what day we record because it's supposed to be Thursday. Browns 22, Eagles 17. Carson Wentz, 21 for 35, 235 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also 3 turnovers and a safety.
Brian's going to keep chugging out ground game wins. Move on.
Saints 24, Falcons 9. Taysom Hill, 18 for 23, 233 yards.
Taysom Hill really impressed me. I did not see that coming. It wasn't great passing the ball. His touchdowns were running touchdowns, but overall, I was impressed.
Drew Brees is system quarterback.
No.
Saints are the best team in the NFC?
I've been thinking the Saints are the best team in the NFC all year. And Drew's going to start when he comes back.
Maybe.
I think Taysom can take this 4-1, 4-1. I don't know how many games. I've got 6 games left. I don't see him losing more than 2 or 3 of those. What's going to have to take the Saints over the edge in the playoffs is the quarterback, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
Nope, out in the first round. Football team 20, Bengals 9, Joe Burrow, no knee. FedEx Field claims another leg. Where legs go to die.
I hate that for Joe Burrow, but he's going to come back ready to play. I think he's got good spirits. He tweeted and was like, y'all can't hold me down forever. I'll see you guys next year. But big win by the football team, I guess. Still can't beat the Giants, but.
Tied for second. NFC East. NFC Beast.
Isn't everybody tied for second after?
We're half game back.
The Giants.
Hey, we will be in sole possession of the NFC Beast after Thanksgiving.
Okay, you said that a couple weeks ago, but we'll see.
Well, no. Now, if we win on Thanksgiving, we're in sole possession of the NFC Beast. Whole game. Half a game.
Oh, we almost made that one.
I hate sports. Joe Burrow probably out all of next year.
No.
I think you're going to have to.
No.
He tore his ACL and his MCL. That's a year of rehab.
A year of rehab? He won't be out of all next year.
You would start him the last 3 games of next year?
It's like 6 weeks of football to be played, but
Why would you even put him in? They're going to be like 1-7 then.
I think he ends up coming back early next year.
I don't think so. I think if they're smart, they sit him on next year, get an offensive line in front of him, and then, hey, 2022, Joe Burrow.
You've been hating on Joe Burrow all year.
Oh, yeah. Herbert's a much better quarterback, and he has stronger knees. Panthers 20, Lions 0. P.J. Walker 24 for 34, 258 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Long live the XFL.
Hey, tore it up. Tore it up in the XFL.
I don't know if he tore it up.
I wouldn't say tore it up, but
I think the Lions are just really bad.
Well, there for the last couple weeks, the Lions have actually been playing well.
They've played shitty teams.
Anyways, I'm surprised that P.J. Walker's been cut by so many NFL teams in his career. Is it like 6 or 7?
Yeah, because he's not an NFL quarterback.
I'm not saying he's not an NFL quarterback, but you think he can at least be somebody's backup?
I don't know. I think I want like a system quarterback as my backup, not a flashy try to run guy.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. I want like a boring Ryan Finley or like a Case Keenum or like a Chase Daniel.
Both white guys. All 3 white guys.
Or a Jacoby Brissett.
I disagree with you. If he's a better playmaker than those guys, I want him as my backup.
No, I want a boring guy who can come in and run the same offense. You shouldn't have to change your offense for the backup.
I don't think they really changed the offense that much. That's why you had him as Teddy Bridgewater's backup.
No. I mean, they had him throwing the ball, and he threw 2 interceptions, but whatever. Steelers 27, Jaguars 3. Ben Roethlisberger 32 for 46, 267 yards, 2 touchdowns. Deontay Johnson, 12 receptions, 111 yards. Chase Claypool, 10 touchdowns through 10 games.
I mean, I'm really sad about the Steelers. I've said every week they're getting better.
You think the Steelers finish undefeated?
That's
Let's look at the schedule. We have versus the Ravens, versus the football team, at the Bills, at the Bengals, versus the Colts, at the Browns.
It's possible.
The only thing I see is maybe Bills and Colts. I mean, you get to the Colts and they're going to have the first. No, because they don't have to play to the end to get that first seed. Theoretically.
Only one team gets the first seed.
Yeah. Only one team gets a bye, too. And I'd imagine the Chiefs are going to be there until the end. They only have 1 loss.
I don't know. I don't see them going undefeated, but
I can see them losing to the football team, the Bills.
Shut your fucking mouth.
We're going to be in must-win territory.
You're just giving up on the Ravens completely?
Yeah, they're done. J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram out for Thursday night. They're going to get fucking smoked.
Who are they playing on Thursday?
The Steelers.
Oh. Yeah.
Titans 30, Ravens 24. Tannehill 22 for 31, 259 yards, 2 touchdowns. Derrick Henry 28 carries, 133 yards, and a touchdown. And A.J. Brown just had that grown-ass man touchdown.
He did. He's because he's a grown-ass man. And
hey!
Is that it?
Let's go!
Well, they still got to finish the time. It's not sudden death, is it?
Oh, they took the goal back again.
It's offsides.
Oh, my God. That's the 3rd goal they've taken back for offsides. Fuck soccer. I just blew my own fucking eardrums out, too. I'm sure that sounded great on audio. Okay, that was offsides.
I don't know. That was close, though.
That's a lazy play. That's a really lazy play. Damn it.
He knew he was offsides, too. Damn he would have been celebrating a little bit better. Our Titans bounce back once again.
Tied for the lead of the AFC South.
Yeah.
It's crazy that they're going to have like a good record to win the AFC South this year. Shoot, you're like 7-9 or 8-8.
That is just the most. It's just so funny coming from you, who the winner of your division is literally going to win 4 games.
And we have, 28 combined Super Bowls or something crazy like that? That's crazy.
28 combined Super Bowls?
Something crazy like
Shut
that.
Shut your fucking mouth.
The division with the most Super Bowls is fine. Texans 27, Patriots 20.
Oh, I didn't know Texans beat the Patriots.
Cam's done.
I was kind of going for the Patriots again after beating the Ravens, but
I was starting to turn into a Cam guy, so I was going to say, you know, maybe they make the playoffs and they bring Cam back next year, but now it's over. It's denim time. Cam did throw for 365 yards, though.
He's not, you know, bench. Cam's not the problem here.
Yeah, but he's not the future either.
No, he's not the future. Jarrett Stidham's not in the future either.
He played pretty good when he came in for him.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he was playing pretty good. I don't know. I still don't think Jarrett Stidham's your future.
Oh,
or
no,
you would have played him this year.
I don't know. Maybe. Broncos 20, Dolphins 13. Tua got benched because he's not a good quarterback.
He's having a bad game. He's struggling. He's a fucking rookie. It's his fourth game.
That's why they should have kept Fitzpatrick in. They would be 7-3 right now with Fitzpatrick.
Tua won three games.
Dolphins defense won three games.
Okay. Ryan Fitzpatrick makes more mistakes than Tua's been making.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I'd look at the stats.
I think Tua's throwing one interception in his four games.
It's the lefty release. It's just unpredictable. I need a righty in there. Chargers 34, Jets 28. Herbert on pace to have the best rookie season ever. 37, 49, 366 yards, three tutties.
I just hate that they're not winning games because their offense looks amazing. And I actually thought... I actually thought they were going to have a pretty good defense this year, too. I don't know what it is.
You were also saying that it was too soon to bring Herbert in and that he should have sat the whole year.
I don't think verbatim, but that's what came out of my mouth.
I'm pretty sure we can go back and
I did not say the whole year. There's a point where I think he should have been put in, depending on record and strength of schedule and things like that. But, no, I don't think I was vouching for all year sit on the bench. I was vouching Tua for that because Tua, I think, is still hurt a little bit. But I mean, Justin Herbert looks great. I love the kid. He looks good. His
He doesn't look good anymore.
His haircut don't look good anymore.
He's playing good though.
Head to flow going on. Now he just kind of looks like it's not what I want my quarterback to look like.
Colts 34, Packers 31. Packers are phonies. They're done.
I don't know if you can call them phonies, but...
Can't win the big games. And that's pretty sad if you're calling a game against the Colts a big game.
Colts are 6-3 coming in.
Colts have not been in a big game since Peyton Manning was there.
Oh, my God. You realize Andrew Luck went to two AFC championships, right?
Not off the top of my head. That's how exciting it was. That's how big of a game it was.
Then you weren't watching a whole lot of NFL football back then.
No, AFC South doesn't move the needle for me. Aaron Rodgers, 27 for 38, 311 yards, three tutties. Devontae Adams, seven receptions, 106 yards, and a touchdown.
It's the Packers' defense that's what's going to hold them back.
And Scantley gave the game away.
They also can't stop the run at all.
No. Which will be fine against most of the NFC, but... I'd imagine Kamara would run all over him. Maybe.
Seahawks can run the ball.
Sometimes. Cowboys 31, Vikings 28. The Vikings are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
Not a good team. Beat up on a couple bad teams, and we're like, oh, the Vikings are going to make it. No. Kirk Cousins actually played decent, though. 22 for 30, 314 yards, three touchdowns.
Well, this Vikings team on paper is a lot better than what they've played this year. Especially offensively.
And then our two primetime games, two really good games. This is the first time that I watched both games all the way through in a long time. Chiefs 35, Raiders 31. Mahomes, just on a different level. 34-45, 348 yards, two tutties.
I bet that end of that one was fun to watch. I did not watch that game.
It was. You were watching Platoon.
I was watching Platoon. No, I was watching This Is the End.
Well, you should have watched the end of this game. 1 minute left on the clock.
I did come back down to watch the end of last night's game with you, and you were going to bed, so I watched it by myself.
So I'm going to play Xbox. So I migrated to my room.
And then I came back downstairs.
Rams 27, Buccaneers 24. Jared Goff, 39 for 51, 376 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Threw it 51 times.
Are the Rams good? I can't
tell. The Rams are good. I've been telling you this. I can't tell.
They lost to the Dolphins.
They've lost some bad games, but...
are the Bucs good?
I wanted the Bucs to be good because that was the Bucs are real last.
The Bucs are 0-3 in primetime. Hate to break it to you. Playoff games are in primetime.
I know this, actually. I don't think you're giving the Rams enough credit. I think the Rams are really good.
Rams defense is nasty.
Nasty.
If you have somebody who can rush the passer on the line and somebody who can shut down a receiver.
All you got to do is put other pieces, a couple other pieces around them. That's a damn good defense. And Goff and the boys are, you're not giving them enough credit either.
I mean, I guess. I like Goff, but. God, who's that receiver that's really good? Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods had 240, like, 6 yards.
Kupp had 109 reception yards in the first half.
And then, yeah, they combined for 250 almost. Just them two.
Put some respect on their name. Put some fucking respect. NCAA football this past weekend. Not really much going on. But we'll take a look at the top scores. Or try to. Fuck. Oh, did you get my text message today?
I don't usually look at your text messages, honestly.
We might have a very special guest coming on. The email has been sent.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
The ball is in his court.
Did you talk to this guy today?
Yeah.
Did you talk to him about a podcast?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Interested. Cool guy. His name's Bubba. Ohio State 42, Indiana 35. Ohio State legit? I don't think so. Indiana a little bit more legit than we thought they were.
Yeah, but a lot of that was garbage points towards the end, wasn't it?
No, it was a big comeback.
Okay. I don't know. I've just never been a fan of Ohio State, so.
Vandy gave Florida all they could handle. This was actually a really close game. More garbage time points going towards Florida, which you feel very lucky waking up yesterday morning and seeing that Tennessee Vandy was canceled.
I was not worried about Vandy.
Florida was for a little while.
It's the SEC.
Game of the week, I think. Cincinnati 36, UCF 33. Cincinnati trying their hardest to get in. Ritter, 21 for 32, 338 yards, 2 touchdowns. Completely tore my heart out and didn't cover. This is where my day went from 7-2 to 7-9. It just all turned right there. It went from up 7 units to down 2 units. Right here. This is where it all switched.
It's like a slippery slope.
Northwestern 17, Wisconsin 7. Wisconsin's not who we thought they were.
No.
And
they usually never are.
I think that's it. Oh. Oklahoma 41, Oklahoma State 13. Oklahoma's just going to find a way to sneak their way back into the top 10.
I made a really bad bet on that guy.
Get a New Year's Six Bowl. And, yeah, that was it. Oh, Auburn 30, Tennessee 17. What did I say last week? Y'all going to make Bo Nix look like a Heisman? 17 for 26, 222 yards and a touchdown.
How is that a Heisman stat line, Heisman, Nick?
Bo Nix score. Are they going to call that a goal? You going to call that a goal? Oh, nope. My God.
Oh, he did.
They call it a goal?
I think so, but he also looked like he was getting mad at the ref, though.
I don't know. I hate how they have instant replay in soccer now. It ruins it. Okay. Well, right now, we're up. We'll keep you updated. Moving on to college football playoffs. We start at the bottom. Number 25, Tulsa, 5-1. Actually, a really good team. I watched them this weekend. They got a big game against Cincinnati coming up in the American Conference Championship.
Okay.
Iowa, 24th.
At 3-2.
3-2. Oklahoma State, 23. Auburn, 22. I think they just kept Auburn in it, so it makes the Iron Bowl a little interesting this weekend. I don't know. I don't get it. Auburn's not a good team at all. Marshall, undefeated, 21.
I haven't watched Marshall play at all.
I've watched him play a couple times. Good offense. Good offense. Coastal Carolina, 8-0, ranked 20th. I like this team. They had a close game this weekend. Mullets, and they score a lot of points.
They have mullets.
Yeah, they all have mullets.
Every single one of them has a mullet.
Yeah, the coach has a mullet. The quarterback has a mullet. They all have mullets. They play on like a teal field. Go Shots. North Carolina, 19th. USC, the biggest fucking phony ever. 18th. Texas, 17. Wisconsin, 16. Oregon, 15. BYU, 9-0. Season's over. Turned down a game against Washington this week.
Wow.
Ranked 14th.
Why would they turn down a game?
Because what would they gain by beating Washington?
Maybe like 13th?
Probably not. Iowa State, 13th.
Oh, I thought this said 0-2. I was like, how is Iowa State 0-2?
Powerhouse conference. Indiana, 12th. Oklahoma, 11th, would I say. They're going to sneak into the top 10. And our top 10. 10th, Miami. Only loss coming to Clemson. Georgia, somehow 9th. JT Daniels played this weekend.
I seen that, yeah.
He's the only reason why they stayed in the game. I don't know why we ever thought that Georgia's defense was good. Mississippi State was fucking doing whatever they wanted to.
Mississippi State won.
No, Georgia won. But
Georgia's lost to Florida and Alabama.
Yes. Northwestern coming off a big win.
Is JT Daniels going to keep playing?
Well, yeah, he played fucking lights out.
Cool.
Northwestern coming off a big win against Wisconsin. 5-0. They are ranked 8th. I'd like to see.
Kind of surprising, but.
I'd like to see them play Ohio State. Good defense. Can't score points, though. Could get them in trouble. Cincinnati, my favorite team in the whole nation. 8-0, scoring when they want to, ranked 7th. And here's our top 6. This is where it gets interesting. Number 6, Florida. Only loss is to Texas A&M.
Texas A&M.
They're ranked 6. 5th is Texas A&M. Win over Florida. But a loss to Alabama. No chance to get into the SEC championship game. Ohio State. College football playoff committee said, fuck you if you're not going to play a full schedule. I wouldn't be surprised if they find a way to get Ohio State out of the top 4. I don't think you can't make the playoffs with 6 games.
I mean, that's where Cincinnati's a good one to watch there, and depending on how that top of the SEC ends up being.
A&M or Cincinnati.
Personally, I couldn't put, if I had a vote on the panel, I couldn't put a 6. How much are they playing? Are they playing 6 games?
I think they have one more game left.
They're going to play 5 games.
Or 2 games and the championship.
So 6-7 games.
Yes.
Right now, the SEC still, I mean, they're trying to play 10. I couldn't do it, personally. Unless they had beat, like, 6 really good teams, but no. I think Cincinnati would deserve it more. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
4, Ohio State. 3, Clemson. 2, Notre Dame.
I think Clemson ends up beating Notre Dame in the ACC championship.
You think they both get in? They're clearly saying that they both get in right here.
Or, yeah. I feel like Clemson beats them and just that swaps.
Yeah.
2 and 3.
And then Alabama number 1. How many more games left? 2, 3 more games? It's weird that the college football playoffs are coming out this late in the season. But three more minutes. Hanging on. No, 8 more minutes. Score again, motherfucker. Alrighty. Well, that gets us to our picks. We have, this is my favorite week in sports. Got college basketball starting. I'm going to be a big college basketball guy this week.
If it fucking starts.
84 games tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
84 games tomorrow.
I'm going to be handing out pies all day. I'm not going to be able to keep up with anything.
Well, who's the big sports guy?
Who's the big pie guy? Free pies.
Then we got a Thursday full of football. Then we got Friday full of football. A full college football slate on Friday. Full college football slate on Saturday. Full NFL slate on Sunday. Big weekend. Big weekend. And if you need any gambling advice, go over to Slick Picks. 3 videos this week. We start off with arguably the game of the week. On Friday, number 2 Notre Dame at number 25 North Carolina. Notre Dame is a 5-point favorite.
I'm not sold on Notre Dame because Clemson did not have Trevor Lawrence, who's that much of a game changer. I go to Notre Dame. North Carolina. They should have never been ranked where they were at the beginning of the year. At what, like 5, 6?
Yeah, still a really good offense. Just their defense is ass.
Notre Dame.
I'm also going Notre Dame. I think their defense or keep them in. And I think their offense even being not as great.
He snatched that shit out of the air right there.
Yeah, that's Joe Willis. He's a brick wall. I think they'll be able to score with ease on the North Carolina defense. Expect a shootout, though. I see a shootout happening here. Next, we have number 15, Iowa State, at number 20, Texas. Texas is a 1.5-point favorite.
I'm going to go Iowa State.
I'm also going Iowa State. I like Iowa State to win the Big 12. That's my pick to win the Big 12. I think they beat Texas. I think they beat Oklahoma. And then that's the end of the slate. We have the Iron Bowl, number 22, Auburn, at number 1, Alabama. Alabama's a 24.5-point favorite.
Holy shit.
Auburn's bad.
Not that bad.
Yes, they are. They can only score 30 points against a bad Tennessee team. Who are you? Probably looking at them turkeys in the trees.
They're in the trees?
Yeah, they roosted above our house.
No, they didn't.
Go out there with a flashlight and look.
Y'all were looking across the street earlier on your Snapchat story.
Yeah, and they flew up in the trees right there.
So they're like back here.
No, they're in the big tree in front of the house.
There's a turkey sitting in that tree right now.
There's about 7 of them in that tree.
Turkeys.
Yes, where the fuck do you think turkeys sleep?
I didn't know they did that shit in neighborhoods.
Apparently they live in the neighborhood through here. Where are they going to go? Out to the farm?
All right, I can't tell if you're messing with me or I'm not.
I asked Josiah, look at my video.
I'm not a big turkey guy.
You look like a fucking turkey.
You take me outside and show me these turkeys when we're done here.
Of course.
Why can't you just shoot them?
Because we're in city limits.
Good point.
Both going to Alabama?
Yeah, I go to Alabama.
Next, I was hoping that we were going to have a guest to give us some insight on this, but my co-host dropped the ball again. We've got Penn State at Michigan. Michigan's a 2-point favorite. Michigan's bad. Michigan was celebrating beating Rutgers like they won the national championship game.
Is Penn State
winning? Really gets under my skin. Now they're 0-5.
Yeah, I gotta go Michigan then.
I'm also going Michigan. We gotta vary this up, huh? Next, we got the Egg Bowl. I'm actually excited for this game. Being played on a Saturday, which is weird. We got Mississippi State at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 9.5-point favorite.
When is it usually played?
On a Friday, I think. Usually like a Friday night game.
I'll go Ole Miss.
I'm going to go Mississippi State. I like Lane Kiffin. But it looked like Mississippi State kind of figured out their offense last week against a decent Georgia defense.
Georgia's defense is still good.
And they stopped playing. And, yeah, Georgia's defense is better than Ole Miss. So, if they got the passing game figured out, Mike Leach got his air raid in, I think we're good to go. So, yeah, that's our college slate. Moving into the NFL slate. Pivotal games this week that will clear up our playoff picture. Or murky it up. I don't know. Starting on Thanksgiving, we've got the Texans at the Lions. The Lions are a three-point favorite. No, the Texans are a three-point favorite. My bad.
Lions always play good on Thanksgiving. I hear Lions.
I'm going to say if a scrub quarterback from the XFL can shut out the Lions, then Deshaun Watson is going to put up 40.
40.
I'm going Texans. Next, we've got the Washington football team at the Cowboys. The Cowboys are a three-point favorite.
I feel like I picked Washington football team the last 3 or 4 weeks. They won last weekend. I'll go football team. Fuck the Cowboys.
I'm also going football team. Maybe the last game was because we put Andy Dalton in the CTE protocol. But we were beating them pretty handily before. I like her defense. Defense is playing good. Defense, Joe Burrow was the best passer in the league, blah, blah, blah. We were shutting down Joe Burrow before he broke his leg in half.
Who said that Joe Burrow was the best passer in the league?
Well, apparently he's hot right now. He's not hot right now. He's very cold right now.
His knees are cold.
His knees are cold. And then Thursday night, we've got the Ravens at the Steelers. The Steelers are a 5.5-point favorite. Ravens are bad. Ravens are phonies. The phoniest
they're
team
too,
ever.
They're
soft.
They're soft, but they're too good of a collective football team to... that was almost a goal.
Don't jinx it.
That almost should have been a goal.
We're literally in the last minute. Literally in the last minute.
He's about to blow that whistle as soon as they kick it down the field.
No.
Is he going to give him one more shot?
No. Blow that fucking whistle. What are you doing? Okay. That's it. That's ball game, boys. We just knocked off the 2 seed. That's ball game, boys. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. I'll never give up on you. Okay.
Is that all we know?
Yeah. Ravens, fuck yeah, let's go. Nashville, baby. Soccer City. Let's fucking go.
That guy's got some fucking huge teeth.
I'm fully erect right now. Yeah, I don't like the Ravens. They're soft. Did you see them try to get in a fight? The team didn't even get in a fight. Jim Harbaugh went out there and said, hey, get off my midfield logo. And, like, tried to chirp. Then Vrabel tried to shake his hand at the end.
Yeah.
You didn't watch that because you weren't actually watching the game.
I was listening to it on the radio, and then I watched the last 7 minutes before I came over here.
I'm going Steelers by 2 touchdowns.
I go Steelers. I'm not going to pick a touchdown score. Steelers.
Sunday, we've got the Raiders at the Falcons. The Raiders are a 3-point favorite.
Ravens are going to be a playoff team this year. Raiders are going to be a playoff team this year. I'm going Raiders.
I'm also going Raiders. I like Derek Carr now, even though he has small hands, and I don't think he's elite, but I like him.
He almost came out and beat the Chiefs again. That would have been...
He did beat the Chiefs, just Mahomes saved the Chiefs.
Derek Carr
did his job.
That face meme, that went viral.
Yeah, he's about to fuck the world.
Was that when Mahomes was coming down the field?
Mm-hmm. You just know. He gave him the ball too early. Because Carr had come down the field to get that game-winning field goal, and then they just left too much time on the field. Can't do that. Chargers at the Bills. The Bills are a 5.5-point favorite. Bells.
I'm going to go Herbert and the Chargers here. Mix it up a little bit.
Next, we have the Giants at the Bengals. The Giants were a 5.5-point favorite.
Ryan Finley starting?
Yes.
Giants.
I'm going Bengals.
Because you don't want the Giants to have five wins.
I need the Giants to lose. They have four wins, but yeah.
I thought they already had four wins.
No, they're 3-7.
So who's got four wins then?
Nobody.
So it's all 3-3-3.
3-7, 3-7, 3-7, 3-6-1.
Like, so technically the Eagles are the leaders, right?
Okay. By a half a game.
I got you. 3-7. 3-7, 3-7.
Next, we have on the AFC South Championship game, Titans at the Colts. The Colts are a 3.5-point favorite. If the Titans can get motivated like they did for the Ravens and play man football and not play that pussy shit that they did last time they played the Colts, I like the Titans. It's the only time I'll pick the Titans.
I'm surprised you're picking the Titans. And 2 weeks ago, they lost to the Colts. I don't like
that was pussy
I don't
football.
Like where the divisions, where some of these division games is boom, game in between, boom.
It's always like that.
I know it is. I know it is, but I don't like it like that. Play earlier in the season. And granted, I don't make NFL schedules, but I'm sure there's guys who get paid a lot of money to do that. It just seems kind of ignorant to me. And more when it's – and it makes it interesting towards the end of the season because a lot of times it's always with the Colts with us. It's like – Week 15.
We actually don't have that this year.
Week 15 is Colts. We're playing somebody, and then week 17 is Colts. And the last couple years, it's been like a playoff game pretty much.
Our quick turnaround this year was Dallas like 3 weeks ago, and now we're playing Dallas again.
No.
Because we played Philadelphia first game. We're playing Philadelphia last game. And I guess the Giants were kind of close. We've already lost to the Giants twice. We don't have a late season.
I mean, but the craziest thing that last year, there was almost a possibility, depending on how everything fell, that the Titans and Colts would have played each other the next game in the playoffs, too, after that week 17.
Yeah, if they didn't have stingers.
Was that 2 years ago then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was. Fuck Marcus Mariota.
So you going Titans?
Yeah, I'm going Titans.
Next, we have the Panthers at the Vikings. The Vikings are a 4-point favorite. I hope this is a 4-point.
The Panthers at the Vikings?
Yeah.
Is Teddy playing?
I don't know. I'm going to go Vikings, I guess.
I'm going to go Panthers.
I really don't care about that game. Cardinals at the Patriots. Cardinals are a 2.5-point favorite.
That guy looks really old.
Stax McCarthy. He's a vet.
He's played all 120 minutes tonight.
Yep.
He just looks old. He looks like the. I honestly thought he was the coach when I first looked over. I was like, "That's the coach of Nashville SC." It's good to see that guy. Nope, that's a player.
Yep.
What was the game?
Cardinals at the Patriots. Cardinals are a 2.5-point favorite.
Cardinals need to bounce back. On this one. Cardinals.
I'm going to go Patriots. Kyler's too small to play in the cold. It's going to be cold. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be nasty.
Why does it make him too small to play in the cold? What is going to affect him in the cold?
It's like if these were two dogs going out in New England in November.
This is a football game. It's not survival, life survival.
Cam Newton would be a great Pyrenees. He's a big, fluffy dog. Not very coordinated, but he can run in straight lines, and he's not going to get cold. Kyler Murray's a chihuahua.
Okay.
He can do a spin. It looks cool, but you take him outside that dome, he ain't got shit. Look what he did in Seattle the other week. He played like shit because it was cold and it was outside. He's like, oh, my shoulder hurts. You think his shoulder hurts in fucking 40-degree weather in Seattle? Wait until it's 20 degrees in Boston.
Okay.
You know I'm right.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I know you're right to an extent, but I wouldn't say just Thursday night his shoulder was hurting him because it was cold in Seattle.
Yeah, he's a pussy.
I think his shoulder was actually hurting him.
Yeah, well, it hurts more in the cold, so.
Okay, go on.
Dolphins at the Jets. Dolphins are a 7-point favorite.
Dolphins.
Depends on who starts at quarterback. Fitzpatrick, Dolphins, Tua, Jets.
Oh, my God. You're so fucking ignorant.
Browns at the Jaguars. Browns are a 7-point favorite. Now, this is one that I'm genuinely nervous about, because what are the Browns going to do when it's not 40 degrees and torrentially downpouring?
Raining the last 3 weeks that they've won, or 2 weeks.
I'm going Browns anyways.
Yeah, I'm still going Browns.
Saints at the Broncos. Saints are a 6-point favorite.
Taysom Hill really impressed me on Sunday. It's hard not to pick the Saints over the Broncos pretty handily.
I think this is where Drew Brees being injured comes in their favor. Old man, dumb quarterback, probably wouldn't do good in Denver in November. But Taysom Hill.
Did you say dumb quarterback?
Yeah.
Dumb?
Dome.
Oh. You're not. I was about to say, don't fucking call Drew Brees dumb.
Yeah, who cracks 11 ribs? A fucking idiot. But, yeah, if Taysom Hill is just going run it left, run it right, run it left, run it right, then, yeah. I think the Saints can handle Drew Lock's offense. 49ers at the Rams. The Rams are a 7-point favorite. I didn't even know the 49ers were still playing. Like last week's bye weeks, I completely forgot that the 49ers and the Bills were in the NFL.
Last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Just because they had bye weeks?
Yeah, they had bye weeks. I didn't even think about them.
I think the Rams keep marching. The Rams are going to keep winning.
Yeah, I like that.
Rams are going to finish this season out pretty strong.
Chiefs at the Buccaneers. The Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite. This is not a primetime game.
It's not a primetime game?
Not a primetime game.
It's hard to pick over the Chiefs still at this point.
I'm going Chiefs by 2 touchdowns. The Buccaneers are phonies.
I go Chiefs too. I'm not going to call the Bucks phonies, but.
Sunday Night Football. Bears at the Packers. There isn't a line on this.
That's kind of surprising. They just because the Packers lost to the Colts, now they're even with the Bears?
Maybe. I mean, if the Bears had a half-competent quarterback, they'd be 7-3 right now.
Packers turning around this week, easily win. Beat the Bears by 1,000.
I'm going to say Bears are in the hunt. I'm going to go Bears. And Monday Night Football, we have the Seahawks at the Eagles. The Seahawks are a 6-point favorite.
Seahawks.
Seahawks. All right. That's episode 45. Thank you so much for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.